Boxhof, Pulverturm and Lorenzkapelle. Behind the Predigerkirche and the Dominikaner Museum, you enter a picturesque and historic park, lined with old chestnuts that in summer becomes the open-air stage of the Zimmertheater in Rottweil. The Boxhof courtyard is also known as Alter Gottesacker or Old God's Acre. In 1500, on the occasion of Hans Caspar von Bubenhoven's marriage with Agnes von Hewen, a great jousting tournament was held, with races and lances. The chronicles of the nobleman of Zimmern tells us that 'twas running there and stabbing by the lords and noblemen. Thus, they took hold of the Boxhof itself, and that went on quite splendidly. The name Boxhof stems from the Bock family. Today, it is hard to imagine that earlier, a small citadel once stood here at the northeastern corner of the town. The historic map created by David Röttlin in 1564 shows the grand houses that still stand on the site. From about 1579 onwards, the Rottweil architect Hans Weber von Werth, who had been working on the Hochturm and the Schwarzes Tor, tore down the buildings in this area to erect the cemetery chapel of St. Lorenz with a new God's Acre. Rottweil's deceased citizens were buried here until 1832, while the funeral service was held in the small chapel. After the cemetery was moved outside the town gates, St. Lorenz was secularized. In 1851, Dr. Martin Dusch's remarkable collection of late medieval wood sculptures was exhibited in this small former chapel. Dusch's collection is now in the Dominikaner Museum. The Lorenzkapelle displays impressive items featuring Rottweil stone masonry, including the original sculptures from the chapel tower. The small Pulverturm, or powder tower, was used to store the gunpowder of the imperial town and was one of the powder warehouses of the Schwäbischer Kreis. The enclosed porch at the front of the building was added after 1900. Next to the tower, there is a severely weather-beaten tombstone. It is the tomb of Dr. Vogel, the last town doctor of Rottweil to be appointed by the magistrate of the Free City. For financial reasons and because of the fresher and healthier air, the Rottweil Town Council decided in 1805 to take down the wall around the town at the site of God's Acre by about 7 to 8 feet. This, of course, meant that a sizable part of the fortified pathway next to the Pulverturm was destroyed. Take a look at the Schwäbische Alb from the wall. It's well worth it. You can see 5 of 10,000ers, or mountains higher than 1,000 meters. Down in the Neckar Valley, you can still recognize Dreher's and Kochlin's Mühle, 2 of about 12 big mills that used to stand along the river. Walking along the town wall towards the Dominikaner Museum, which was built on the site of the former Dominican monastery, you come to Nägeli's Türlein. The small gate had already been mentioned in 1440. During a major cattle plague in 1796, the animals' carcasses were carted out of town through this gate and into the Näglisgraben. There were small gates like this built into the town wall, in addition to the big main gates. Up ahead, you can still see the ruins of the Predigerturm. This tower had deteriorated over time and finally collapsed in the 19th century. It fell into the moat. For a long time, the neighbors complained that there were still piles of stones lying in their yards and which needed to be removed.